Sun's Weekend All. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the February 15th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. We begin with a fighter from Nigeria whose nickname is the Last Style Bender. Israel Adesanya showed his winning mixed martial arts style over the weekend in the southwestern U.S. city of Houston, Texas. That's where he defended his Ultimate Fighting Championship middleweight title with a five-round unanimous decision victory against New Zealand-born Robert Whittaker. Afterwards, Adesanya had this to say.
We're just two guys trying to be the best in the world. But tonight, I'm the best in the world. I wasn't really looking past Robert. I took him very seriously. And, yeah, right all the way to the last bell, I knew he was dangerous. He caught me slipping one time, and I was like, good one. But, yeah, I look forward to fresh meat.
It was Israel Adesanya's fourth defense of his UFC middleweight title. For reaction, Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with the president of the Kickboxing Federation of Nigeria, Wilson Okon.
For the Israel Adesanya's and Robert Whittaker's fight, and I give it to both of them because both of them are good fighters. But for one thing I saw in Israel is that recently he has gone more to work on his grappling techniques because Whittaker is a very good grappler. You know, but amongst great fighters, there must always be the best fighter, and which Israel Adesanya has demonstrated. You know, though, for me, I expected the fight to go 2-1. That is split decision, but it ended up as unanimous decision for Adesanya. Adesanya is a great fighter. Robert Whittaker is a tough guy. There must always be a winner. That's why Israel becomes the winner as a champion.
Do you think Nigeria has other fighters like Israel Adesanya to compete for honors in mixed martial arts?
Yes, Nigeria has good fighters in MMA, just like Adesanya, just like Kamaru, and any other fighter you want to think about. I will just mention a few names like Emmanuel Bernard Iwe, who is the greatest MMA fighter and kickboxing fighter today in Nigeria. We have other people like Holashus Alonu. We have Damilare. We have Jubril Baba, you know, and a host of them. You know, it's just that we need to take time to look inwards, you know, and looking inward, we produce this guy outwards. And you will find out that amongst Adesanya and the Kamaru and others, we had great fighters like these guys here, right here in Nigeria.
What is the Kickboxing Federation of Nigeria doing to popularize the game in the country?
Kickboxing in Nigeria is already popular. It's for us and the federation to make it famous, that is being accepted fully. For me, the vision is VMA, that is Vision Mission Accomplished. You know, one, we are developing at the grassroots, we are developing at the national level, and also at the international level. But my own personal mission is to make kickboxing to debut in the next All-African Games so that the last one we attended in 2007 is not like a fluke. And also that kickboxing is now in the Olympic Games. It's going to debut in the Olympic Games 2024 in Paris. You know, I want to make, you know, hoping to make kickboxing a gold medal sport. Maybe the first gold medal that will come to combat sports in Nigeria as far as kickboxing is concerned.
That's Wilson Okon, the president of the Kickboxing Federation of Nigeria. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lagos, Nigeria.
Spotty greetings. This is Elizabeth Ayanacho, a Nigerian taekwondo athlete. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Now let's go to South Sudan, which recently held a Peace Olympics to help reconcile communities divided by conflict. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, Sheila Pony reports from Twitch County in South Sudan.
A spiritual leader blesses athletes to protect them from injury, while a goat represents the belief that power comes from nature. This is not the Winter Olympics in Beijing. It's the Twitch Olympics in northern South Sudan. The annual 2 weeks of games in January attracts athletes from six communities to compete in traditional Olympic and team sports. The aim, to reduce communal conflict. Volleyball player Ring Agwekring knows the violence firsthand. In May, they came to raid our cattle, and in the process of protecting them, he says, Agwekring was shot, but he succeeded in getting his cows back. He says he is in the games as an injured person, but can still play because he thinks the game is a unifying factor that promotes peace among ourselves and the community. Organizers say more than 700 young men and women participated in this year's games. One participant, Susan Achol, talks about the importance of the event and the impact sports can have on their communities.
We can just all be together so at least we can't think of war, or we can't say that guy is from another clan or something like that. We just cooperate and we play as one team.
Against the sound of appreciative fans and competition, Twitch Olympics founder Achuel Bangol explains the mission of the games and the organization he founded more than 20 years ago.
The Twitch Olympic Association is not a program. It is identity. It has its mission, and its mission is going to be the sport for peace and giving chance to children to grow. Peace does not come without agenda. You cannot tell people to remain peaceful without them being active on something that is keeping them away from bad activities. You're building another avenue of communicating and interacting with youth.
South Sudan enters its 11th year of independence, challenged on many levels. Chola Jing, Secretary General of the Twitch Olympic Association, says it is clear that sports cut across barriers that divide communities. He says it allows the youth to become better citizens in the country they have inherited.
You know, like in South Sudan, the crisis of 2013 and 16 was fueled up because the young people responded. And what about if young people get engaged in activities like this and do not think about joining the politicians and fuel the war? Because we're being misused by the politicians. So the youth has to fight for their own interests, and when they get what they want, they go back and forget about us. But we can call this our own. We can also attract them to come so that we move this nation forward.
The South Sudanese athletes prefer tug of war and are urging those still fighting real battles to drop their weapons. Angelo Goleng Garang, a former football player, is one of them.
Once you are participating in the games, I will come to know you, and you will also come to know me. That enmity that exists between us will erase.
He urged others to join in the glory of sport. Sheila Aponi for VOA News, Twitch Mayardit, South Sudan.
Thanks, Sheila.
Hello, Jonathan Mensah here, Black Stars defender and Columbus Crew captain. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on Voice of America.
Now let's go to Ghana, where a local football club is helping protect endangered sea turtles. Sananu Tord reports from Gamoa Feta, Ghana.
We can identify a leatherback by counting the leopard's scales.
Empty sea turtle shells are commonly found on the beach along Ghana's coastal Gamoa Feta community. The World Wildlife Fund says 6 out of 7 species of sea turtles are endangered. Peter Kusana of Environmental Justice Foundation says 5 of those species used to nest in Ghana, but the numbers have reduced.
Over the years, we are only now recording about 4 or 3 of these species nesting in Ghana, meaning that we have already lost 2 of these turtle species in Ghana.
Fishermen here say about 50 turtles are killed every year along the 8-kilometer shoreline, drowned in fishing nets or poached for their meat and eggs. Ama Akofa is a turtle processor and explains why the locals poach turtles. She says the meat is a delicacy. She makes stew with the turtle's entrails and sells the remaining meat. Saving the remaining turtles is a team effort. The Fete Youngsters Football Club since 2019 has taken it upon themselves to protect the turtles. The team's coach, Daniel Kwesibotre, says they leverage the community's support for the team to help save the endangered sea turtles.
There has been the need for us to educate the community about it. And since the football team is for the community, because I always say Fete Youngsters is a community-based team. It's for the community. And the chief of the town, he is a life patron of the club. So everyone in the community supports Fete Youngsters. So we've taken this as a means or as a tool to educate the community.
During nesting season, the football team patrols the beaches from dusk until dawn to ward off poachers and other predators that would harm nesting turtles or their eggs. The players also engage the turtle meat sellers and fishing community to educate them on the importance of protecting marine life. Peter Kusana of Ghana's Environmental Justice Foundation says their efforts are paying off. He explains that turtle poaching reduced from 47 killed in 2019-2020 nesting season to 26 in the last one, while more nests have been found along the coast.
The number of nesting events recorded, meaning that the data points that have been captured by our patrollers has increased. In 2019-2020, we had around 50 cases that were recorded in our data sheets. In 2020-2021, we have over 145.
They are numbers that the Fete Youngsters Football Club is proud of, but eliminating the demand for the endangered sea turtles, that's their top goal, and one they are playing over time to score. Sena Anutor for VOA News, Gomoa Fete, Ghana.
Thanks, Sananu. And let's give a sunny side of sports salute to Fete Youngsters Football Club in Ghana, helping protect endangered sea turtles. You can follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm VOA's Sunny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The National Basketball Association will hold its annual All-Star Game on Sunday, February 20th in Cleveland, Ohio. DeMar DeRozan of the Chicago Bulls will be making his fifth All-Star Game appearance. DeRozan showed off his All-Star skills once again on Monday night. We'll hear from DeMar DeRozan now in this report from the AP's Dave Ferry. And Dave also has details of victories by the Brooklyn Nets and the Portland Trailblazers.
DeMar DeRozan scored 19 of his 40 points in the fourth quarter of the Bulls' fourth straight victory, 120-109 over the Spurs. It was DeRozan's seventh straight game with at least 30 points.
My first couple ones, I kind of short on them. Kind of rushed them, kind of second guess one or two. And I just kind of buckled down and just, you know, just got to my spot and treated like I was in the gym by myself.
Nikola Vucevic had 25 points and 16 rebounds for Chicago, while Kobe White made 5 3-pointers and finished with 24 points. The Bulls played without all-star Zach LaVine, who missed his second straight game due to periodic soreness in his surgically repaired left knee. Seth Curry scored 23 points in his Nets debut, a 109-85 rout of the Kings.
From the moment I stepped here, everybody's made it easy. Guys coming in, even though I said earlier, even though they've been on a 10-11 losing streak, the energy's been great.
Curry was one of 5 Nets who finished in double figures. Bruce Brown set season highs with 19 points, 6 assists, and 5 steals. LaMarcus Aldridge finished with 19 points. Cam Thomas added 14 off the bench. And Andre Drummond contributed 11 points in his first game for Brooklyn, helping the Nets end an 11-game losing streak. Curry, Drummond, and Ben Simmons were acquired in the deal that sent James Harden to the 76ers last week. De'Aaron Fox had 26 points for Sacramento. Anthony Simons scored 31 points, and the Trailblazers capitalized on the absence of Giannis Antetokounmpo to beat the Bucks, 122-107 for the third straight victory. Simons has averaged 30 points and has shot 18 of 39 from three-point range during the winning streak.
Second quarter, I wanted to, you know, be a little more aggressive. You know, I think that helped us build momentum into the second half as well. You know, I know that, you know, the last couple of games I wasn't playing that well in the first half. I wanted to try to get going at least in the first half a little bit and then carry it on to the second half.
Antetokounmpo didn't play for the Bucks due to a sore left ankle. Josh Hart scored 27 points, and Yusuf Nurkic had 23 points and 16 rebounds for Portland. Drew Holiday led the Bucks with 23 points. I'm Dave Ferry.
Thanks, Dave. Now let's go to Los Angeles, California, where sports fans have been celebrating a Super Bowl title. The Los Angeles Rams defeated the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20 on Sunday to win Super Bowl 56. The game was played in Inglewood, California, a suburb of Los Angeles. Now, Los Angeles also has 2 NBA teams, the Lakers and the Clippers, and the Clippers celebrated a victory on Monday night, as we hear now from the AP's Mark Myers.
With his team missing several key players due to injury, Terrence Mann took advantage of the opportunity, scoring a season-high 25 points to help the Clippers beat the Warriors 119-104.
You know, we've had this problem, you know, for a while now. Just guys going in and out, bad luck, you know, with little injuries, nagging injuries and stuff like that. So, you know, when your numbers call, you got to step up, and we're kind of used to that. So we got a good thing going, so we're just going to keep doing it.
Reggie Jackson added 19 points on the night. L.A. led by as many as 25 in the fourth quarter. The Warriors' Stephen Curry finished with 33. Klay Thompson held to only 7. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
Sporty greetings. This is Masai Ujiri, the president of Toronto Raptors Basketball, president of Giants of Africa Foundation. You are listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Masai Ujiri's Toronto Raptors lost on Monday night to the host New Orleans Pelicans, 120-90. Cameroonian star Pascal Siakam scored 18 points for the Raptors, and he said after the game, and I quote, "It was just a terrible game. They came out early and got the lead. It was just one of those nights." Other winners on Monday night in the NBA were the Washington Wizards. Go Wizards! The Oklahoma City Thunder, the Denver Nuggets, and the Utah Jazz.
This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever. whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Thanks, David. That's David Vandy, the host of the VOA's African Beat music show. On the Sunny Side of Sports programming beat, our energetic London-based friend Andy Edwards is packing his bags for a short trip to Birmingham, England. Andy will be covering the Muller Indoor Grand Prix Birmingham meet on Saturday, February 19th. Now, the indoor meet, it's a big one, features 10 reigning Olympic or world champions, among them Jamaican star Elaine Thompson-Herah. Elaine has already established herself as one of the greatest female sprinters of all time. She's won 5 Olympic gold medals, including 3 at last year's Tokyo Olympics. And Elaine Thompson-Herah was crowned the 2021 World Female Athlete of the Year by World Athletics. In this Sunny Side of Sports highlight, let's look back on that ceremony. And here's World Athletics President Sebastian Coe.
Many, many congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Now, we saw some extraordinary footage, some really funny footage of your grandmother while you were running in the 100 meters. Were you as excited as she was at the end of the race?
I think more. More excited.
And we love history here, and you created history in Tokyo, the double-double. I guess there's no chance that you're going to be remotely thinking about hanging your spikes up for some time.
No. I think I have more, so I'm just using every year to just take it year by year, you know. I went very close to the world record, so, you know, anything is possible. So no spikes hanging up, no time soon.
And you told me you will do the hurdles, right? The 400 hurdles?
And then the 800.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the 800, okay.
I might challenge myself.
That's great.
And Oregon?
Most definitely.
Excited?
I am. It's close to home, you know. I hope friends and family could come out and watch. I hope I get some crowd as well. It was not in Tokyo, but hopefully in Eugene, I can get my friends and family to come and cheer me on.
Cheers for Jamaican sprinter Elaine Thompson-Herah, the 2021 World Female Athlete of the Year. Elaine will be one of the big stars competing at Saturday's Muller Indoor Grand Prix Birmingham meet in England. And once again, the energetic Andy Edwards will be providing coverage of that indoor meet in Birmingham, England. Meanwhile, one of England's big football clubs, Manchester City, is in Portugal this evening for a first leg round of 16 UEFA Champions League match against Sporting Lisbon. Joining us now with a preview is VOA's Gwen Uden. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola has led his side to 3 league titles since taking over in 2016, but he has yet to win the Champions League. But ahead of his clash against Sporting Lisbon, Guardiola said despite his quest for the elusive Champions League title, he's treating Tuesday's match like any other fixture.
We are excited and happy to again to win this competition, this stage, and seriously, like every game we played as a people who's involved in this club. So I know how important the Champions League. We cannot deny it.
Man City came up just short of European soccer's biggest prize last season when they suffered an agonizing 1-0 defeat to Chelsea in the Champions League final. That match took place in Porto, Portugal, and now the club is back in the country, this time in the city of Lisbon, to face Sporting. Man City hopes to go one better than runners-up this season, and Guardiola says his side is taking it one match at a time.
It's an honor and a pleasure to travel to Portugal to try to compete well and try to win the game, and waiting when they are coming here. So, and after, on the pitch, on the grass, will dictate our chances.
Sporting Lisbon have secured a place in the Champions League knockout stages for the first time since the 2008-2009 season. But they are not favored to beat Man City on Tuesday. Sporting coach Ruben Amorim says he has faith and belief in his players, but he admits his side faces an uphill battle against what he calls the best coach in the world.
Obviamente, para mim, o Guardiola neste momento é o melhor treinador do mundo.
Amorim says, I think Manchester City is the more evolved team tactically and technically, with more game variations. All that City is a bit of what we are not. Sporting still has a coach with not much flexibility. Guardiola is completely the opposite. He has great flexibility. Let's say here is primary school and they are university. For his part, Pep Guardiola says he attributes Sporting's successful run in the Champions League to cohesiveness between the coach and his team.
The relation between the manager and the team is there. The players, the manager has been for his players. This is the most important thing. And the physical team, they have a good build-up and they have incredible runners and attack quick in behind. And if they were champion last season from many years, did it happen. Beating Oporto and Benfica is because, my friends, it's a really good team.
And there's no doubt that Manchester City is a really good team as well. They appear unstoppable in the Premier League and currently sit 9 points clear of Liverpool at the top of the table. Man City has enjoyed an incredible run of 18 victories in their last 20 games in all competitions. And Guardiola says a harmonious atmosphere among his players has led to an impressive season.
We know each other well. We accept many things for all of us. Even my own respect to them is much better. So, 6 seasons. So, we know each other perfectly. And we accept the good things, the bad things, like a normality and everyone's desire to play and fight.
Man City will play Tuesday's first leg match without record signing Jack Grealish, who has been sidelined with a reoccurring shin injury. And while reports indicate Grealish is improving, there's no word yet on whether or not the English midfielder will be available for their second leg against Sporting, set to take place in Etihad Stadium on March 9th. Also on Tuesday, Paris Saint-Germain will host Real Madrid in their first leg match of the UEFA Champions League's round of 16. And that is all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uden.
The Voice of America's global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 UTC on The Voice of America.
And with round of 16 action kicking off in the UEFA Champions League, let's take a look at the top goal scorers in the competition. We need to give a sunny side of sports holla for Ivorian striker Sebastian Haller of Ajax Amsterdam. He has scored 10 goals in the UEFA Champions League competition. Bayern Munich man Robert Lewandowski, he has 9 goals. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports shout out for Egyptian star Mo Salah of Liverpool. He has 7 goals in the UEFA Champions League competition. Wraps up the February 15th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.